like the enormous herds of wild bison that once thundered across the West, in coming years the forests of Yellowstone may too become few and far between. That's according to the new study, The Coming Climate: Ecological Impacts of Climate Change on Teton County, commissioned by the Chartour Institute. Karina Reginos is a research ecologist and co-authored the report. She tells Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard the data itself isn't new, but they're using it to make predictions about what can happen to the ecosystem and economy in northwestern Wyoming.
We drew widely on a variety of sources, published peer-reviewed scientific literature about effects of climate change in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem and other regions like it.
What you seem to be arguing in this paper, one of the major points, is that forests of the greater Yellowstone ecosystem could essentially disappear in a rather short time frame. How could that happen?
So the predictions for the future climate of the greater Yellowstone ecosystem are that we would see an average warming of about 3 to 6 degrees Fahrenheit. And this amount of warming is enough to actually make a much drier summer conditions and much drier forests in the summer, which could lead to conditions ripe for forest fires. And the predictions that have been done showed that the fires of the size of the 1988 fires in Yellowstone, the conditions necessary to produce fires of that size could occur anywhere from 1 to 5 times before 2050. And by 2075, those conditions could actually occur every year, which would essentially mean that every part of the Yellowstone ecosystem would burn every 10 years. And if that happens, it wouldn't really be enough time for trees to grow up and set seed and, you know, let the next generation of trees establish after a fire. So effectively, trees would not be able to recolonize in the places that were burned, and it would probably not be able to be a forest anymore.
So what would Yellowstone look like if it weren't a forest anymore?
Right. It's really hard, obviously, to draw an exact mental picture. And I think that, you know, there are likely places that would be refuges from fire and that would still be forested. But there would also be places that would be burned frequently enough that the forest would disappear and probably be replaced. In a good scenario, they might be replaced by native shrubs like sagebrush or juniper. In a bad scenario, they might be replaced by invasive species like cheatgrass or other invasive species like musk thistle.
Maybe there's more shrubland or maybe there's fewer forests. What does that really mean for some of these species like grizzlies, like moose, things that are very iconic to this area of the country and to Wyoming?
White bark pine is highly threatened by climate change, not just because of the possibility of forest fire, but also because it's a tree species that really does well in cool climate. And the predictions show that even just looking at temperature increases, white bark pine would probably be restricted to pretty small area of the Yellowstone ecosystem. And white bark pine produces really fat, nutritious seeds that are at present a key food resource for grizzly bears, for Clark's nutcrackers, and a variety of other species. So without that food source, it's possible that those species could really suffer. On the other hand, ecological systems are complicated, and some of these species may be more able to adapt and change their behavior than we expect, and it's possible that they may find other food sources, and they might do just fine.
Speaking with Karina Reginos, an author on The Coming Climate, Ecological Impacts of Climate Change on Teton County, one of the interesting things about this study was you kind of mapped out a little bit of some of the economic impacts that this might have. What are some of those?
One of the things that we found was there might be some positive economic impacts, basically because this region, it is a pretty cold climate, relatively speaking, so it might be very attractive to people to come visit. Imagine much hotter summers. People might flock to Yellowstone because it's actually relatively cool. But at the same time, there could be negative impacts. For example, these more frequent fires would make it unpleasant for people to visit. So there's a variety of summer impacts. And then, of course, in the winter, the impacts for the ski and snow-based tourism industries, reduced snow pack and reduced duration of snow cover could mean less opportunities for winter recreation and less winter tourism. Although I think on the short term, in the next couple of decades, we might actually see more visitors because we actually have relatively more snow than some of the other places that are experiencing a lot less snow in recent years, such as Colorado and California. In places like Teton County, where tourism is a big part of the economy, the connections between the health of the ecosystem and the health of our economy are tightly linked. And so understanding potential changes and potential threats to the future of our ecosystem is important for understanding what the future might look like.
Corinna Reginos is one of the authors on The Coming Climate: Ecological Impacts of Climate Change on Teton County. Thanks so much, Corinna, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Caroline.